produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord God, to just remove me out the way, Lord God, and Lord, to touch your people in a special way, Lord God. Allow them in 2020 to grow in their spiritual lifestyle, Lord God, to not be conformed of this world, Lord God, but just to see that your hand and your work is real, Lord God. Allow us as a people, Lord God, to really step out on faith and allow fear to be put on the back burner, Lord God, before faith, because faith comes before fear, Lord God, and just let them know that you're always going to be there, even in the midst, Lord God. Lord, keep the hands upon all the people that may be sick, that may be dealing with some things that they just feel like it's just out of their control. And Lord knows it truly, truly is. Lord, you are a God that just sits high and looks low and just take care of us all, Lord God. And Lord, just continue to just be that mighty hand. So I want to thank you for taking time to tune in with us. And this new year, right? A new year, 2020. And so building a stronger spiritual life is super important now than ever. As we turn on the TV, we see so many things that just happens in our world on a day-to-day basis. And so building a stronger spiritual life is much needed now more than ever. And so I wanted to come to you at the top of the year and wanted to share with you some ways to build a stronger spiritual life. It's super important to definitely to do that, to stay connected to your Wi-Fi. You always hear me talk about that, you know, as I really go back into my childhood. You know, we all can really reflect back and say we wasn't as connected, but it's so grateful that we had people that were praying for us that always connected us, even when we couldn't connect the dots ourselves. And so I'm forever grateful for that. And so when you really reflect back, you know, many of your family members took pictures and things of that nature. And so you have memories of things that you can build on. But that spiritual life is one thing that's so everlasting that you can build on for a lifetime to come. And there's going to be that roadmap, that tool guide that's going to help you to really transform your life into what it is to come, right? And some of it will truly, truly blow your mind. And so the first step that I definitely want to share with you today is be a river, never a swamp. The Bible says it this way: a river of living water will flow from the hearts of those who believe in me. And that's John 7:20, chapter 7, verse 38. And so remember that the mountains and the stream, you know, they carry fresh living water because it flows out, right? And so a swamp, it devours. It devours things. It collects. It retains things. And so we want to be that living river, that river that just flows, right? That carries fresh living thing. And so, you know, oftentimes we may have people around of us that, you know, that seem like, you know, they just bring so much negativity and things of that nature. And so if we begin to be that fresh living river water that's around them, I never seen a place where a negative and a positive can like dwell in the same place. And so as Christians, we are to let blessings flow, right? Let blessings flow and on to others. As that's what we got to do. We got to let the blessings flow on to others. And so when people see that you're blessed, sometimes people don't understand what in the world is happening, right? Why can't I get some of this? But the truth is that they can. They really can. And so even in the midst, be a river, not a swamp. And so as you go throughout your life journey, you know, sometimes we can allow certain tainted things to come into our life along this Christian walk, but we got to really get in alignment. We really got to get ourselves in alignment. And we have to, the second is identify our blessings. Identify them. Too often we go through obvious to be good that comes and flows, you know, around us and things like that, that we don't really recognize the spiritual things that really happening to us and even for us at times. And so exercising your spirituality once a week is super important. And hey, we should really be exercising it every day to really, if you want to be truthful. And so at the end of the day, you know, take some time to get your pen and paper down. I love pen and paper because it really holds you accountable, as well as getting that accountability partner. Because with a pen and paper, you can write the vision, make it plain. The Bible tells us that if we can write the vision and make it plain, and as you reflect back, you have pages that has black and white stains that are on it, or blue if you like a blue pen. And you can see those things written down. Right? And so as you go through your week, begin to write down the things that you know, see that God is blessing you. Sometimes we forget to count our blessings. Sometimes we take just a mirror of putting our key in our ignition and starting up the car, let alone even putting the key in our front door and locking it. Some people don't even have a home that they can go to due to a fire, or due to maybe they've gone in foreclosure or whatever. And so we must really identify our blessings. I have shoes to put on my feet. I have the strength of my hands that I can tie my shoelaces. And so sometimes it's just the little things in life that we begin to take for granted, right? We murmur and we complain and, you know, we should have so much more. But oftentimes, if we're not even grateful for just the little teeny things that we have in our possession, how can God really open up the floodgates to really give us more? And so we have to really, really begin to really look at life in a different perspective, right? Time waits for no one. We're in 2020. And so the other thing is nurture a shaped prayer life. What do I mean by that? You got to increase the amount of time that you spend in prayer by sharing in prayer with others. Some ways that you can do that is you can include friends. You can become part of a prayer group. Sometimes it just takes getting in your prayer closet, right? Maybe your war room is maybe your car. Maybe it's your bathroom. Wherever your war room is, of getting in that prayer life, a nurture, a shared prayer life. Oftentimes we're so quick to want to pray and ask God for the things that we need that we forget to ask those that probably can't even render up a prayer. And so attending regularly held prayer groups are super important, right? Where two or more is gathered. The Bible tells us that. Where two or more is gathered. Of participating in a prayer chain. And sincerely praying for your neighbor. Sincerely praying for your enemies. Sincerely praying for the person that cut you off. Sincerely praying for the person that may have spoke ill will against you. Sincerely praying for that person that may have caused church hurt along your journey. Oftentimes we take prayer so for granted. We say we pray, but really, do you really? So taking a step of faith, that's my next point, of taking a step of faith. Spiritual growth means taking a leap of faith from time to time. Rather than trying to get everything in place before you start, sometimes it's important, why not follow God's lead and allow the plan to evolve you? Someone missed that. I'm going to say that all over again. Spiritual growth means taking a leap of faith from time to time, rather than trying to get everything in place before you start. Sometimes, or some things important, Why not follow God's lead and allowing the plan to evolve? Sometimes we really try to go before the plan itself, right? And we try to assume of how and what the end is going to be like. And so oftentimes in the midst of doing that, we get fearful along the way. And as one of my mentors said, faith always in the dictionary always comes before fear. And so why are we allowing fear to really take over what it is when we already know, right? We study and you show yourself approved and you know that faith will guide you further than what you desire to really take yourself. And so when God takes and provide what we need for our success, he's already there in the midst, whether it's in your life, whether it's in your business. You know, we have to really begin to take the steps of faith. And how do we restore someone's faith? Because we always got someone in the midst that may have really lost their faith along the way. Maybe it was due to a loss of a loved one. Maybe, you know, it was due to church hurt. Whatever the case may be, maybe it was from a broken marriage and they just feel that, you know, God wouldn't do this to me. And so restoring someone else's faith, it takes time to heal the wounds, right? To extend kindness to someone who really needs a friend or to help gather up pieces of broken dreams, broken promises, broken forgiveness of things that, you know, that has been happening to them. And so what we have to do is render that unconditional love that we have, not only that God gives us, but that he gives us inside of us to help someone else. We're all vessels here in this kingdom, in this community, in this Christian race, right? Even when Jesus walked with the 12 disciples, he didn't do what he did while he was here on earth alone. He brought 12 disciples with them, even though he knew that one of those disciples was going to turn their back on him. He knew it. But still in the midst, he restored not just someone's faith, he restored a lot of people's faith along the way. Even those that doubted, even those that said he wasn't the Messiah, even those that said he wasn't the King of Kings, even those that said that he wasn't the Lord of Lords. And so in the midst, as you go throughout your week, as you go throughout your journey, restore someone's faith, right? We are the only Bible that some folks will never, ever get the chance to open. Some people will never get a chance to even touch a Bible. Some people never even probably know what a Bible is. And so in the midst, you have to walk your life the way that you live on Sundays, right? And not saying that all of us are crystal clean and crystal perfect on Sundays, but you know, the preacher, the bishop, the apostle, whomever that stands up in the pulpit and that maybe even sometimes even take a seat in the pew, right? Because from the pulpit to the door, as my bishop always states, you know, we're building relationships. And that's what it's all about, in building relationships. And so within building relationships, you're restoring someone's faith. And so be a grateful person. Be a grateful person that person chose you. Sometimes, you know, people cling on to us and we don't understand really why. Why was I chosen? And sometimes just being grateful and starting every morning with a prayer of gratitude. I'm grateful for a new day. I'm grateful that I can be a light to Kayla or to Tommy or to Josie. You know, it's super important to be grateful for just the little things. Do this in a day. And I'm sure that you'll feel great about yourself, even great about yourself, that you've done something great for someone else. Share your journey, right? Hook up with other people who's seeking to grow spiritually. And sometimes you can get together with them and have your own Bible study or your learning time. And what I really, really love as over these years, if I have looked through my Bible and read different parables, is that God loves to serve people. When Jesus was down here on earth, he loved to serve others. He served others. Look at the fishes and the loaves of bread, of how he multiplied that. He was a servant. And so he wasn't one that thought that he was arrogant and much better than this person or that person. He was a servant. And so look for ways to serve, not only just in your church, but be the church outside of the walls. Be that community. Especially tasks that promise no reward. Sometimes we're always with our hands out and we're looking. And sometimes we don't even want to be that cheerful giver. It only asks for 10%. 10% of your times, your gifts, your talents, as well as your treasures. And so oftentimes we're looking for rewards back. And so, you know, picking up litter in the street and other different things that you may do, you know, reflect on the actions as you take some time to journey through your Bible. Definitely take and pull out the pieces of the different actions that he did. He helped the lame man to walk. He gave vision to the blind. Even the woman that was at the well. He helped so many people. He was a servant. And back in that day, you know, many people would stone people for just committing some of the sins that we would do today. And so I'm forever grateful. And I hope that you are as well, as you just take back and envision the time that, you know, has happened back in even those biblical times. And so cultivate a little solitude. Solitude makes us tough towards others, towards ourselves, so to say, and tender towards others. And both ways, it proves our character. And so our character is super important, right? Your character goes a long way. And so in your quietness, we turn our minds away from the problems of life and fix our thoughts on the minds of God. And so it's super important to do that. Take that time, spend that time, that quality time with God. He doesn't ask for much. He truly is a jealous God. But taking and cultivating a little solitude is super important. Planting the seed. If you plant your seeds in him, trust me, you will have a garden that no farmer can actually crop in a season. And so I'm so grateful that he is the farmer of all farmers, and that he has the seeds that never run dry, the seeds that never stop flourishing. And so even in the midst of the things that you do, cultivate a little solitude, not just during the week, but throughout your day. Make it important. If you wake up a little bit earlier, I know me, I'm a person that wakes up around 3:30 just about every night. Thank you, God, for waking me up. I don't know what it is that you have me to do, but have your way. And so set aside those few minutes to be alone, just you and God. Sometimes we need that. And so not always asking him for everything, but what is it that you have me here for? We all have a purpose. What do you have me here for? Show me the way. Order my footsteps and what it is that you have me to do. And so fast and pray is super important, right? Prayer linked with fasting was often done by people in the Bible. If you read Ezra chapter 8, verse 23, it says, "So we fast and earnestly pray that our God would take care of us, and he heard our prayers." And so the next time that you want to render up a prayer, get in that quiet moment. He already knows what it is that we need before we even open our mouths and ask. Oftentimes, he's just waiting for you to surrender because we've been doing this thing too long by ourselves. And so spread love everywhere you go, right? Spread love every single way that you go. It's super important to do that. I'm so grateful that, this will be my, I believe, third time of going to Flint, Michigan. Many of you probably have heard that they have a water crisis that's going over there. And so last year I had the opportunity to go, and the line was just super long, and we connected with a church down there in Flint. And we gave out over 81,000 bottles of water. and we've been doing it for this be going on the fifth year. I'm grateful to be a servant, not to, you know, boast or anything, but I'm grateful. I don't take it for granted that I can turn on my faucet, that I can turn and wash my hair. You know, those people over there in Flint, they wash their hair and their hair are falling out. Where stories where people came up to you and just told you stories of the lead poisoning that their children have. It's heartbreaking that it takes 120 bottles of water just to take a bath. And so, you know, spreading love and also just being there for someone else and being a servant and taking a step of faith and stepping out there, restoring someone else's faith. So going to Flint is restoring someone else's faith, going to help out a single mom that may just be at her wit's end, at her breaking point. Whatever the case may be, we have to continue to restore. And so just want to recap with you here on today, if you're taking some notes, is the first thing that we must really do along this new journey, a new year, new decade, is be a river, not a swamp. Right? It's important to be a river and not to be a swamp. Identify blessings. Identify the blessings that are around you. It's super important. Nurture a shared prayer life. And so hopefully many of you will, if you haven't been doing it, if you have, kudos to you. But to continue on. Take a step of faith. Not fear. Take a step of faith. Get out of there and, you know, have your spiritual life to grow, to expound. You can't grow in your faith of being in a comfortable setting. And so we got to get out. We got to be eager to want to do more, right? God is eager to work hard every day to breathe into our lungs. Restore someone else's faith. Take some time to restore someone else's faith and be a grateful person. Don't be a person that murmurs and complains and just miserable everything in life. Be a grateful person. Share the journey is my next point. Share the journey along the way. And while you're sharing the journey, be a servant. Be a servant leader and do it in the name of Jesus. Be a servant leader. Cultivate a little solitude. It's super important to definitely to do that. Nothing like getting down on bended knee. And sometimes even, you know, if you're in church, to take it to the altar. But you shouldn't have to wait till when Sunday morning comes to want to cultivate a solitude. And so fast and pray is super important as well. And my last point that I'm going to share with you on today is turn your worries over to God. Oftentimes, we say we cast our cares, like a fisherman, we cast our cares on him. But oftentimes, we go to the pulpit time after time with the same old casting care that we should have really cast it. But instead of casting it, we went back and we got it. Why is that? Why is it that we do that? And so if you're going to turn your worries over, turn them completely over. And so in Psalms 55:22 says, give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. Cast your cares over and he will take care of you. Give your burdens to him. And so, you know, when you have a worrisome crop, nothing's really going to grow there. It's like watching a boiled pot, waiting for it to boil. Everyone knows that, you know, the cliche, which is really true. If you really keep watching the pot, it seems like it takes forever. It's the same way with being at work and you want the time to go by really fast. It's not going to go by so fast if you keep watching the time. Even though time literally waits for no one, taking the time and casting your cares and leave them there. And so definitely follow us over on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha on our VIP page. You can follow us on Instagram over at Nurture by Natasha as well as Periscope. Definitely feel free to email me and let us know what was your biggest takeaway of today's show? You can email me at nurturebynatasha@gmail.com. We would love to hear your feedback and to connect with us as well. And so definitely, dear Heavenly Father, I just hope that the word that I rendered on today, that it really blessed someone and that they will have a different outlook on life, dear God, and that they will be a servant leader and take some time to spend more time with you. we all can just spend a little bit more time with you to serve, to restore our faith, to take the steps of faith and really, really have the faith the size of a mustard seed that we know that you are there, even in the midst of all that we do in our life's journey. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord God, to just touch everyone at Finding My Way Radio. Keep your angels camped around about them and they're coming and they're going, Lord God. Lord, touch their families in a mighty way, Lord God. Touch those in their family, Lord God, that they've been praying to just see you for who you are, Lord God, to turn from their demonic ways, Lord God. Lord, to keep them, Lord God, even their families that may be incarcerated, Lord God, even their families, members that may be on drugs, Lord God, even that one that may be lost, that just don't know their way, Lord God. And I ask you, especially pray for those that may have dealt with church hurt, Lord God, and just don't seem that they can step their feet back in church doors, Lord God. Lord, allow something that I have said to them on today, Lord God, that they will restore their faith, Lord God, and begin to allow you to heal their heart in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. So have a great, great day, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create in me a clean. Worship you. Wash me through and through. Just create in me a clean. You mean it? Change me. Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.